It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea. Every year, the George Foster Peabody Awards honor stories that matter. Founded and archived at the University of Georgia, the awards are often called the Pulitzer Prize for broadcast. This year's Peabody winners were announced this week. Jeffrey Jones is the director of the awards, and he joins me now from GPB's studio at WUGA in Athens. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, how did the University of Georgia, of all places, come to be the arbiter of excellence in broadcasting?
Well, there was a committee at the National Association of Broadcasters in the late 1930s that was looking to award excellence in radio. You have to remember early on, those radio shows were Amos and Andy and the Green Hornet, and a lot of people didn't feel as if radio was as important as the printed word. Anyway, the Lambden K at WSB in Atlanta was on that committee, and a woman named Leslie Smithgall, who's still alive at 106 years old, reached out and connected the Dean of Grady College of Communication here at the University of Georgia with Lambden K. And the next thing you know, they had created this first award for broadcasting in the United States.
Just a matter of getting there first. Okay. And we should emphasize that the Peabody Awards, not just excellence in journalism programming on radio and television, but also fiction work as well. Let's start with the entertainment category. Among the winners this year is HBO's Insecure. Here's a clip of the main character, Issa, rapping in front of her mirror.
Do you want your man or not? Do you know your plans or not? You gonna go back home or not? You gonna claim your throne or not? Is you Khaleesi or that other name I don't remember?
So, Jeffrey, tell us about Insecure and what you like about it.
Yeah, well, I think the board was really interested in finally seeing a narrative about young African-Americans in an urban setting that really moves away from a lot of the stereotypical representations we've seen in the past. These are two young people making their way through relationships and strange work situations. And it was somewhat of its authenticity or maybe its everydayness that was very appealing. Issa Rae is clearly a very talented performer. That show, of course, if audiences aren't aware, arose from a webisode that she had created, Awkward Black Girl, on YouTube, and she's become one of the big breakout stars of that kind of organic creation in the digital space onto a network like HBO.
Netflix's Hasan Minhaj, Homecoming King, also won in the entertainment category. That was fortuitous, given that I think Hasan Minhaj is the host of your awards gala this year, so that must have been nice for him. Let's listen to a clip of that special on Netflix.
My dad's from that generation, like a lot of immigrants, where he feels like if you come to this country, you're going to endure some racism. But for me, like a lot of us, I was born here. So I actually have the audacity of equality.
That's a nice clip.
Yeah, it's this great one-man show that Hasan Minhaj did for Netflix. What did you and the board like about this one?
You know, stand-up comedy doesn't always win Peabody Awards, but we felt that this was much more of a memoir than it was just a stand-up act. The clip you played really shows Hasan wrestling with the immigrant experience and what it's like to grow up as a first-generation American and a Muslim. We just found it very poignant and moving, him showing a lot of vulnerability, but also a lot of humor as he, you know, wrestles with these situations, but also self-critical of himself and his own biases.
A lot of exciting work happening on internet audio, on podcasts. One of the winners in the radio and podcast category, as it exists now, is S-Town, a podcast from the creators of Serial and This American Life. It's about a man named John B. McLemore who wants to solve a murder mystery in his Alabama town. Let's listen to a clip of John B. from S-Town.
Something's happened. Something has absolutely happened in this town. There's just too much little crap for something not to have happened. And I'm about had enough town and things that goes on.
And now you know, if you can hear past the beep, what the S in S-Town stands for. Jeffrey, why did S-Town get a Peabody?
I can't say too much about it because it would spoil it for all the listeners other than everybody who has listened to this is truly amazed that you have a nonfiction story that seems so completely fictional in its appeal to the listeners' appetite for good storytelling.
On the subject of content creating organizations that are really stretching the definition of broadcast and opening up all kinds of new creative possibilities to themselves on internet-only platforms, we have Vice. Vice won the Peabody in the news category for its coverage of last year's violent neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Let's listen to a clip of that.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
So, Jeffrey, every news organization covered what happened in Charlottesville. What made Vice's approach different such that you and the board wanted to award it the Peabody?
They were the only one that we would call being embedded. There were plenty of reports that stand outside, but the reporter in this situation got squarely in with this group that we follow around, including cameras capturing the eventual tragedy of the person being run over by a car. So it was truly her access, and there was lots and lots of reporting going on, but it was the firsthand cinema verite, fly on the wall access that the viewer gets. And remember that this came out a few days before Donald Trump then goes on and says, there's good people on both sides. Well, yeah. It's really hard to see the good people on that racist side when you've seen a piece like this.
The Peabody's give the Peabody Career Achievement Award, and this year's award goes to none other than the comedian Carol Burnett. Here is a clip from one of Carol's favorite sketches where she's teaching her mother how to play the board game Sorry.
And when you land on that opponent, you pick up this little bell and you ring it and you say, sorry! And then that opponent has to go right back to where he started, see? You pick up the bell and you go, sorry!
Jeffrey, it's one thing to look at all of the moving pictures and audio media that has been created in a given year and try to decide what's the best stuff to honor. That's one thing. It's a whole other thing to give out something like a Lifetime Achievement Award. There's just literally a whole world of people to whom you could give it. How did you settle on Carol Burnett?
Well, this is the year of women, and who better of a trailblazer than Carol Burnett? I mean, she was such the comedic icon for people of a certain generation. She had only received a Peabody for her comedy in 1962 when she was on the Gary Moore Show. So for whatever reason, the Peabody Board never awarded the landmark CBS telecast that so many of us watched. So there was somewhat of an oversight in recognizing her. But also, she's coming out with new material this year. In fact, on May the 4th, she has a new show launching. So it just seemed really time to tip our hat, to make sure that she's in that pantheon with the Norman Lear and the Sir David Attenboroughs and others, for people who really radically altered the landscape of American television, broadcasting, and comedy.
That's Jeffrey Jones. He's director of the Peabody Awards, which were announced this week. Folks call them the Pulitzers for broadcast, and they are given out every year by the University of Georgia. You can find a list of all of the winners at gpbnews.org. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam. It's nice to be here.